This is Jay Sekulow. The NYPD under attack by the ACLU.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The New York City Police Department under fire for investigating Muslims under a controversial surveillance program.
This is all part of legal and routine surveillance when there are suspicions about individuals within a community.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
The job of our law enforcement is to make sure that they prevent things.
Go down to the 9/11 memorial. Walk through that park-like setting, touch the names on the memorial, and then say, oh, the police should lower their guard. Oh, the police shouldn't worry about this happening again.
We are not here to criticize the NYPD, but rather to thank them for doing a lot of the work that we as Muslims should be doing.
That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I'm going to, as soon as we're done with radio, about an hour later, I'm going to be on Fox News, Megyn Kelly's broadcast, on the situation where the NYPD, the New York Police Department, is under attack for their surveillance activity, their counterintelligence group that is actually going after and looking at public information involving various Islamic groups and individuals in New York and surrounding states. Now, it is perfectly legal what the NYPD is doing. There have been 14 attempts to create havoc in Manhattan. We know that. And the NYPD has broken those attacks up. Yet, Attorney General Eric Holder said, I have read reports in the newspapers. I am disturbed. And we have this under review in the Justice Department. In fact, here's exactly what he has said. This is our Attorney General of the United States going after the NYPD based on newspaper accounts.
At least what I've read publicly, and again, just what I've read in the newspapers, is disturbing, and these are things that are under review at the Justice Department.
Under review at the Justice Department. How about this? Success speaks for itself. The NYPD has successfully stopped any terrorism acts in New York since 9/11. I mean, I think their methods are clearly protected under the Constitution. They follow what's called the Hanshew decision, which is a decision that was entered into in New York in the 1980s about how you engage in this kind of intelligence gathering. And the fact of the matter is, Jordan, New York Police Department, NYPD, has one of the largest counterterrorism groups in the world.
That's right. I know that from my world travels, that they are advising, just like how the CIA, the FBI here, they are treated the same almost in their advice to governments and police departments and counterterror departments across the globe preparing for major events. Brazil, for instance, has the World Cup coming up. I just got back from there from Pastor Nader Khani. Then the Olympics, the London Olympic Games. Mumbai, of course, after the terror attacks there. I was in Mumbai recently. They are everywhere taking the tools that they've learned and what they have done post 9/11 to protect the people of New York, which is, in a sense, remember, when something happens in New York, it affects all of us, regardless if you live in New York, because it's the financial capital of the United States, the most powerful economy in the world. So if something happens there, it affects all of us, not just the loss of life, not just people injured, but it severely damages the country. So they take their job as seriously as they should take it seriously. It's such a symbol of America to the world and our strength and also our resilience following 9/11. I think, Dad, this is a time. You know, I travel all around the world with short notice to places where they wish they had a police department like the NYPD helping them. That's why they bring them in as consultants all over the world. And it's time to stand with the NYPD. You know, people did it after 9/11, and it's just ridiculous that now later people are under attack by DOJ.
All right, folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Do you support the New York Police Department, or do you think the Department of Justice is the one that should be held accountable here? 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls. The NYPD under attack. Here's what we're doing. We are drafting a letter that we are sending to the Department of Justice that says, back off, let the NYPD do their job. We're also sending it to the ACLU. They're condemning the NYPD. Everything the NYPD's done, public information and legal. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to sign on to this letter.
This country has been engaged on a war on terrorism since the tragic events of 9/11.
No, it was,
New
it's
York
loud.
City remains ground zero, where radical Muslims are trying every day to destroy America, to destroy our freedoms. Since 9/11, the New York City Police Department has done an exceptional job preventing 14 known terrorist attacks since 9/11. But now, Attorney General Eric Holder calls New York's surveillance tactics disturbing and is considering launching an investigation by the Justice Department. Stand with the ACLJ and send a message to the Attorney General. New York's counterterrorism strategy is lawful and constitutional, and it works. Sign on to our legal demanding the Attorney General stop obstructing New York's police work. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online
ACLJ.org. Let me unplug it.
What about now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. The ACLU and the New York Civil Liberties Union has called for a federal investigation in the fact that the NYPD is engaging in its counterterrorism activities, which have been successful. By the way, Senator Schumer has said they're appropriate. Mayor Bloomberg has said they're appropriate. But what you've got right now is a situation where the attack on this is unbelievable. Let me play for you what the New York Post columnist, Michael Goodwin, this is number two, soundbite two. Listen to what the New York, these are people in New York that are saying about this activity.
This is all part of legal and routine surveillance when there are suspicions about individuals within a community. It's not about profiling an entire community. It is looking for the base of operations for individuals. And the New York City police have been involved in breaking up 14 plots against New York City, 14 terror plots against New York City since 9/11.
Now, look, you've got the Attorney General of the United States, folks, demanding or saying that he's disturbed by this and that the Department of Justice is reviewing it. Here's what I want to do. It's really simple. We're getting off a letter to the Department of Justice and to back up New York as well. We'll give it to New York authorities on this very issue, that New York has the right to defend its citizens and to conduct intelligence gathering information. We're also going to get this to the ACLU. I want you to sign on to this letter with me. We're going to make a huge statement here, but this is where we need everybody to engage. Go to ACLJ.org, or you sign that letter. Let's support the NYPD. Everybody seems to, what, forget about 9/11 and what happened in New York City? The NYPD's done an incredible job. Let's support them. Here's the number for you to sign this letter, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Everybody go to your phones and let's back up the NYPD. All right, Jordan, let's take some phone calls.
Yeah, let's go to David calling from New York City on line 3. David, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, David.
Hey, Jay. I feel very much protected in New York, and I love the work that the NYPD does. And, you know, I think Muslims, if they're really peaceful people, they need to, you know, give up people when they're radicals, like the 12 that took down the two planes. Why didn't they?
Well, hey, look, listen to this. What, we forget about the attempt to have a bomb go off in Times Square during Christmas just, 18 months ago. But let me tell you this. Zudi Jasser, who's been on Jordan's program a lot from the American Islamic Forum for Democracy, here's what he had to say. Listen to number 7.
We are not here to criticize the NYPD, but rather to thank them for doing a lot of the work that we as Muslims should be doing.
There you have it. So I think you've got the you've got a real direct action here, folks. But to get the – we got the ACLU, the NYPD, and the Department of Justice now going after the New York Police Department. And again, I need you to stand with me on this. You go to ACLJ.org to sign on this letter or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let's stand up for the New York Police Department, the NYPD. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Jordan, you made the point earlier. The NYPD's counterterrorism techniques are known around the globe.
That's right. And it is so important, I think, that we support the NYPD because they are the model for what other countries are adopting when they have major events or if it's a major city, whether you're talking about Mumbai or Rio or the whole country of Brazil for the World Cup coming up and then the Olympics games in London and in the UK. And then, of course, they'll be back in Brazil. This is who people go to train their police departments into not just be their ordinary job and their brave individuals across the globe who become, you know, voluntary members of the police force, but to take it up a notch to really become a counter-terror group. And that is what the NYPD has become. Look at the success there. And again, now under attack, again leading up to an election year, by the Department of Justice, who's now publicly criticizing because Eric Holder read some articles in a newspaper.
Yeah. Well, actually, he said that. Let me play it again, folks, so you hear. This is what Attorney General Holder said. This is the basis of his Department of Justice review.
At least what I've read publicly, and again, just what I've read in the newspapers, is disturbing, and these are things that are under review at the Justice Department.
I mean, you read a report in the newspaper, and he's got the NYPD under review at the Justice Department. Folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Got a lot of information posted about this at ACLJ.org. And let me also let you know, I'll be on Megyn Kelly's broadcast at about 1:45 Eastern time discussing this very issue, and we've got information posted at ACLJ.org as we stand with the New York Police Department. Taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Not a surprise, a lot of calls coming from New York. I think it's a good thing. Dyer in New York on line 6. Dyer, that call, it looks like that call just dropped. Let's go to Michael calling from Nevada on line 2. Michael, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Michael.
Good morning. Thank you, NYPD. My question is if they're not tapping phones and doing stuff illegal, what's the problem?
Not only are they not tapping phones, these are publicly available websites, number one. So these are websites they're looking at. Public meetings, public events, and they're in the areas that are surrounding New York City. So it could be Connecticut, New Jersey. And remember, the terrorists came in from there. So these are publicly gathered information. And there's a decision, a federal court decision, that New York follows called the Handshoe decision. So they're not doing this as a rogue intelligence gathering group. They have specific guidelines and rules they're filing. Notice nobody's brought a civil rights complaint, a federal lawsuit. Nothing filed. This is basically a smear campaign against the NYPD. Now, folks, I want us in our letter to back up the NYPD. I want to say thank you, New York Police Department. So we're going to put that in the letter. We're going to challenge the Department of Justice review here. We're going to challenge what the ACLU has said, and you can be part of this. If you want to say thank you to the NYPD, you go to ACLJ.org and sign on to this letter or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Thank you, NYPD, for keeping New York and really the rest of us safe. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to say thank you to the New York Police Department and to respond to the ACLU and the Department of Justice. Let's grab another call, Jordan.
Victoria is calling from California on line 5. Victoria, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Victoria.
Hey, guys. Love your work.
Listen, thanks.
Honestly, I want to get serious about the situation. It sounds like Eric Holder is just grasping for straws, you know, to make up for his mess up with the Fast and Furious situation, and he's attacking the wrong people.
Well, he's got, by the way, 120 members of Congress have called for his resignation because of Fast and Furious. Ongoing information there that this is, in fact, a serious problem at Fast and Furious. And I think you're right. This is part of a deflection technique, thinking the American people are going to say, oh, that bad NYPD, I can't believe they did this. But again, the American people are not stupid. The American people are smart. They know what's going on here. And again, if you take a look at what has been said, Mayor Bloomberg, okay, independent, number 8, let's listen.
We have to keep this country safe. This is a dangerous place. But make no mistake about it. It's very cute to go and to blame everybody and say we should stay away from anything that smacks of intelligence gathering. The job of our law enforcement is to make sure that they prevent things. And you only do that by being proactive.
All right, there you have it. That's Mayor Bloomberg. So the city of New York's mayor, the senators from New York are all supporting New York's effort here. It's the ACLU, the NYPD, and Eric Holder's Justice Department that are causing the problems here. Let's grab another call before the break.
Bob's calling in from Pennsylvania on line 6. Bob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Bob.
Good afternoon. How are you today, Jay?
Great.
I was a homicide detective and an arson and bomb detective in Washington, D.C. And I was there under Eric Holder when he was the United States Attorney for the District of Columbia. What a lot of people don't realize is that most metropolitan police departments, all of them have an intelligence department, and all of them are very actively taking care of trying to prevent any type of terroristic attack in the United States. And under Eric Holder, when he was in the District of Columbia, he supported the police department, and I am very surprised that the Attorney General of the United States is not supporting the NYPD.
Well, he's not, and he's calling for, he says his department has it under review, and by the way, there's nothing of all the public information that's been gathered, nothing that indicates the NYPD did anything wrong in Jordan. In fact, these are techniques that are used around the globe.
Yeah, absolutely right. And I think Bob, explains it, people who are connected to this understand what these individuals do, volunteer to do to keep all of us safe. Most of it goes totally unnoticed. You know, I live near the FBI D.C. headquarters in Washington, D.C., and I see them. They're working 24/7, and that's what they're doing. They're monitoring. They're watching. They've got equipment that is out to really keep us safe. And it really causes most of us no issues at all. I mean, we just walk right by. And again, if you're not hiding anything about planning a terrorist attack, then you have nothing to worry about. But if you are, then you should be worried because they're watching you and they're going to find you. Think about that bomber they found here, Dad. They worked with for months, and he thought he was walking into the Capitol with a suicide vest on. They caught him.
That was, by the way, utilizing surveillance techniques. All right, folks, if you want to thank the NYPD for the great job they're doing, and you want to tell the ACLU and the NY, the New York Civil Liberties Union, don't intimidate the New York Police Department. Let them do their job. You call right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Or call right now, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. This country has been engaged on a war on terrorism since the tragic events of 9/11, and New York City remains ground zero, where radical Muslims are trying every day to destroy America, to destroy our freedoms. Since 9/11, the New York City Police Department has done an exceptional job preventing 14 known terrorist attacks since 9/11. But now, Attorney General Eric Holder calls New York's surveillance tactics disturbing and is considering launching an investigation by the Justice Department. Stand with the ACLJ and send a message to the Attorney General. New York's counterterrorism strategy is lawful and constitutional, and it works. Sign on to our legal letter. demanding the Attorney General stop obstructing New York's good police work. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
You know, do you know the enemy? The enemy is not the NYPD, folks, although that's what Eric Holder seems to think, and as does the ACLU and the New York Civil Liberties Union. Let me give you two quick updates. We're going to have a major announcement in the next 24 to 48 hours on those Tea Party cases. We're going to get some congressional action really quick. You all spoke out. We reached over 40,000 of you last week. We are going to get some direct action from the House, and that's going to be some good news. I'll be able to announce that tomorrow. I also just got word, Jordan, that on the Twitter for the Tweet for Youssef campaign has going very well. Right now, we are reaching 5,017 Twitter accounts, reaching daily now 1,244,287 Twitter accounts each and every day. Now up to 201 countries and territories, 172 of the 193 UN member states. Jordan, the work goes on behalf of Pastor Nardacani.
That's right. We're about to launch the Tweet for Youssef program in Portuguese, so the people of Brazil we were just with can utilize that, and I think it will be huge. I think we'll be reaching that many people very quickly, maybe more so, just in the Portuguese-speaking world because they use social media. I mean, pastors there, Dad, not uncommon for a lot of pastors, have 300,000 followers on Twitter and really interact with folks. So because of that, we're going to be launching that website. It's in the process right now. It just has to be finally approved, and it'll go up and launch. So the numbers will continue to grow. Continue to pray for Pastor Youssef. A lot is happening. We've got all the updates, Dad, at aclj.org, includes photos from our trip, what we were doing, who we were with, the vice president, senators, people walking into the Iranian embassy with that court opinion we provided, saying, you know what, you're not telling the truth to the government of Brazil. A little bit different than putting out false news reports.
By the way, on this with the representatives from Iran on the tape, is that correct?
That's right. We've got video inside the Iranian embassy of the ambassador being handed by a senator from Brazil the real court opinion after he told that ambassador in an official letter to the government of Brazil that he's not, that Youssef Nardacani is not a pastor and that he's not on trial for his faith. Well, that senator got the letter from us the day later after he got the letter from Iran. We've got that up online, Dad. People can see the actual document that Iran sent to Brazil. We have it. And he walked in with the court opinion. Let's just say the ambassador's face drops a bit.
Well, folks, that's because we're doing not only media advocacy on behalf of Pastor Nardacani, but we're also doing diplomatic work, and Jordan and Anna did a great job on that. By the way, you realize we're approaching 1,250,000 Twitter accounts that are reached with this every day, folks. This could become one of the largest Twitter campaigns in history. We're going to keep that pressure up. We're going to keep up the pressure on our other cases as well. Back to the phones we go. Oh, let me encourage you, folks. We're in a matching challenge here at the ACLJ. This is a very important 4 weeks for us. Any amount you donate, we get a matching grant for. So if you go to aclj.org or call our number on the phone, you can give a tax-deductible gift to the ACLJ, and we get a matching grant in that same amount. So aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Back to the phones we go.
Yep, let's get right back to them. Linda calling in from California on line 5. Linda, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for taking
sure.
My call. I come from a law enforcement family here in California.
Right.
We also lived in Arizona, and this man, Holder, has gone after not only the NYPD. He's gone after our pile in Arizona. He's gone after all of the states that try to establish the same law that
correct.
Arizona had. This man feels like he is, that being the top cop, he can do whatever he wants.
Well, let me tell you what he's done. He's not only gone after the sheriff. He sued Alabama. He sued Arizona. Suits in South Carolina. Challenges in Georgia. So they're taking federal resources to stop the states from defending their own citizens. And meanwhile, now he announces that the Department of Justice has the NYPD under review for doing their job. Folks, this is absolutely outrageous. We're not tolerating it. We want to say first, thank you, NYPD, for keeping everybody in New York safe. I'm a New Yorker, folks. I take this very personally, number one. Number two, we're going to let the Department of Justice know that they were within their rights to protect the citizens of New York, number two. Number three, we are going to make sure that the ACLU and the New York Civil Liberties Union understand that NYPD can engage in counterterrorism activities within the law. If you want to say thank you, NYPD, and add your name of support, you go to ACLJ.org to sign on to this letter or call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back to the phones.
Let's get right back to him. Ridge calling from Washington State online too. Ridge, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Ridge.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today?
Great.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to call real quick and just say it's been about 15 years since the last time I was in New York, and my wife, well.
I'm sorry, we're having trouble with your phone, Jordan. Let's grab another phone call there.
Yeah, let's go to Dave calling from Massachusetts online one. Dave, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, gentlemen. Could we also send off a letter when we're going to Eric Holder there that maybe he should investigate the IRS for intelligence gathering while he's at it?
They're going after the Tea Party? My friend, that has already been done. In fact, we've not only notified, I will tell you that in the other room, I'm at our media headquarters today, in the other room, our lawyer's working right now on another letter to Congress, and we're going to have a big announcement on that in the next 24 to 48 hours. We asked to get 40,000 signatures on that. We exceeded that, which is great. You know, folks, when you speak out, you understand things happen, and things are happening. So, again, I encourage you, continue to speak out on these issues. We're fighting back, and we'll continue to do it. Let's try to grab a couple more calls here, Jordan. By the way, what do you have coming up on your broadcast today?
Yeah, Ron Teresian, 5WPR, his book For Immediate Release. We're going to talk about how the media can impact positively. You know, it's not always negative. And in the case, of course, of Youssef Nader Khani, where the world's media has come together, kind of put partisan politics aside all over the world. We're also, I'm going to get people up to speed on what's happening in New York, because I was out of the country last week. We were talking a lot of politics on my show with David French and Dan Bennett. I'm going to get people up to speed on the NYPD issue and, of course, the Tea Party tax issue as well.
All right, very good. Let's try to grab another call here before the end of the broadcast.
Yeah, let's go to James calling from Maine online 4. James, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, James.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
Hey, Jay, earlier you had said a comment that the NYPD has a right to defend their citizens.
And sure.
I think it's more than that. When they take their oath of office, they're defending us. And I mean, that's their duty.
It's an obligation. You're absolutely correct. In fact, Mayor Bloomberg has said that. As has Senator Schumer, so there's bipartisan support for what the NYPD is doing. They are taking action, and as is Ray Kelly, as the commissioner for the police, taking action to defend its citizens. Not only the right, you're right, the absolute obligation. Here's what our obligation is. Our obligation is to stand with the NYPD when they're under scrutiny from the Eric Holder, President Obama Justice Department. First, we need to say thank you to the NYPD. Secondly, we need to say we're defending you, we're standing with you. Third, we need to tell the ACLU and the Department of Justice, you know what? Don't start doing investigations based on something you read in the newspaper. How about picking up the phone? You got a question and call the commissioner of police, who, by the way, 14 known terrorist attacks against New York City since 9/11. How many of them successful? Zero. Success speaks for itself in that regard. Folks, we're going to want you to become part of the team here. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. And as I mentioned, if you want to make a donation online, tax deductible to the ACLJ, we're getting a matching gift for that. We encourage you to do that at ACLJ.org. Or you call us right now. Add your name. Say thank you, NYPD. Thank you for what you're doing to keep us safe. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Again, you can also go to ACLJ.org. You can sign up there. But, folks, let's not let the NYPD get bullied by the ACLU and Eric Holder's Justice Department. So stand up and fight back. Sign on to this letter, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.